Pete Hoffman Show on WFAN.
David Stearns, you are on the clock, my friend. David Stearns and Steve Cohen last year took a Mets team to the NLCS, a team that was mediocre, a team that was underachieving to start the season off, and they got a magic run and made their way to the playoffs, and it was amazing. But the comments that Steve Cohen made and David Stearns made last year to celebrate going into the NLCS, Steve Cohen said that I want the fan base of the New York Mets to experience this as a regular occurrence. Getting to the playoffs every year, winning series, the change has to happen. The reality that the Mets have now taken over as one of the top teams in baseball has to be a thing. The fact that Mets fans can feel comfortable going into a season with high expectations. But what Steve Cohen said, what David Stearns was kind of saying and feeling last year, but what they're doing, two different things. You could sit there and say that Juan Soto's the flashy toy. I'm not going to sit there and deny that. Juan Soto is one of the best players in baseball, and the New York Mets got him. But you can't tell me and you can't sell me on the Mets going into this season. Yes, there's still time left, but you can't sell me that this product is better than it was last year. Last year, the Mets got lucky in a lot of ways. For what Stearns has been building going into this offseason and with 3 weeks or 4 weeks until pitchers and catchers, it's a lot of luck right now. A lot of if this works out. I'm done with the ifs. What the way Steve Cohen spoke was that the New York Mets were going to be the LA Dodgers of the East. In order to do that, in order to talk a big game, you have to act that role. You got to put the big boy pants on. And I know that David Stearns comes from Milwaukee, a smaller market where he doesn't have to or didn't have to go and play in those levels and didn't have to overspend. He had to be creative. He had to find different ways to build a good roster and have it be sustainable for years. But you're playing in the big leagues now. The New York market, a fan base who's been dying to be, consistently good forever. The Mets have never gotten on a run of 3 years in a row to get to the playoffs. Think about that. To even go to the playoffs 3 out of 4 years hasn't been possible, hasn't happened. So we're talking about a team where last year went to the NLCS. Expectations are nothing less than getting back to the playoffs. Now, I'm not saying that every year we're going to win the World Series or you're going to try to win the World Series. Yes, of course you're going to try to win the World Series. But I'm not saying every year, oh, this is definitely a World Series team. No, nobody said that about last year's team either. But they were fun. They were a great watch. But that isn't realistic. You look at what the Dodgers, and I know everyone's going to hate me for this, because the Dodgers are getting away with so much stuff. Don't get me
no
wrong.
God.
The Dodgers are getting lucky every which way. First of all, they spend their money wisely.
102
they have tons of stars that want to go play for them.
And that was the final call here in Los Angeles.
Wants
LeBron
a
ends up with 29, 38 for Reeves.
D'Angelo
Russell missing the three. Was 5 of 10 from three. Had 19
okay.
points, 7 of 15 shooting overall.
Okay,
and
they got Roky Sasaki,
former net,
hey, up
looking
and
for
coming,
the Hollywood ending,
international
as Spencer
bonus
said on Twitter.
Guy.
And all of a sudden,
and Spencer at BKNet Radio on X in the week with a historical loss to Nets rebound with an excellent effort.
It's simple.
Unfortunately, did not get the Hollywood ending up against a Laker team that was led by a Superman named Reeves.
It's not
props to the broadcast for all the movies and television.
They got a little lucky.
Thank you, Spencer.
They got a little lucky.
But would you have liked? Would you have preferred to see a timeout and run something?
Overpaid for Verlander. Overpaid for Max Scherzer.
I'm okay with it. I'm okay with that. Based on the lineup the Nets have, I would have probably wanted to get the ball in the hand.
Overpaid for these
D'Angelo
guys to
Russell
come here
anyways.
To New York.
You know what I mean? He would have been the guy I would have probably been
to
inbounding
get this
to. And maybe
back
the, you know,
some sort of semblance of
might not get a better look than that.
I don't know that you get a better look, but I would have liked
pay a
more,
bit more
aggressive. I like
to bring this
to
team
try to
above
you're down
and beyond.
I like
so
to try to put a little bit of more pressure
saying Vlad
on the
Guerrero
defense
Jr.
and not just settle
something the Mets work on right now.
Although he was 5-for-10,
no, they're trying to build their prospects
do you think
up.
He,
like hello,
in that situation, not that I'm going
to
get in the head of D'Angelo Russell, but
in 5 years
is he thinking if I give the ball up here, I might not get
crazy contracts?
Absolutely, I think he wasn't going
to
give the ball up. It was a question of what type of pressure he was going
to
put on the defense. Then if a defender came to him,
do
he would
to
spray
try
it
to, be
to somebody else, put, right?
Not
and then the shot would have to be taken. Remember, you want
you
to shoot the ball when you're behind with about 3 seconds on the clock, 3 or 4, so you can get a chance for an offensive rebound. So he would
play with the big boy.
You know, you want to make sure you get a chance for that.
Do it.
I don't
and
know. I don't
right
have
now,
a problem with not calling timeout.
At 127,
but it's easier, you know, after,
this Saturday
you know, but
morning.
It's also nice to have those pet plays where you can deceive the
to go
defense and maybe come
and
up with something special
that
on an out-of-bounds because you don't need a three. You just needed a basket.
For the next
you didn't have
few
to
years
shoot a three.
Man, the, thing,
really
the way
don't
things went down here in Los Angeles, I'm sure
and if you
in the back of his mind, D'Angelo Russell bringing the ball forward going, I am going to pull up here. I'm going
I'll
to make a three, and I'm going to win this game.
Yeah, I know. I don't disagree with that. Yeah. I don't disagree with that.
Gene checked in with us here. How sweet would it have been to get the game winner? That's the difference with winners and losers. 11
Mike
seconds
Trout
was way too much time.
Ohtani
get up a better
the same
shot
team for crying out loud.
Get glasses wrapped. He didn't like the call there, Gene.
How many times
how was
did
that
they go
an obvious foul? How was
they
that an
didn't
obvious foul on Clowney get
yeah
turned around to L.A. ball? He should have been shooting two.
So please.
Yeah.
Oh,
if you want to sit here and say that the Mets got Juan Soto,
well,
and it's a
or
guarantee.
The, I think they're talking about what Jordy Fernandez just talked about it.
The foul
that
goal
got fouled going after
this
the offensive
yeah, see, we didn't get enough looks at that.
So far.
I didn't get enough looks at that.
There is a lot
I mean, that's what you want to be doing. Give yourself a chance for that offensive rebound.
Last year, we assumed Kodai Senga was going to be pulling off that run.
Todd checking in with us at BK Nets Radio. Been a few times now this season. The end
and
of the game
hurt
where Jordy
he
just allowed either
innings
Cam Thomas or Schroeder, now D. Russell, to go one-on-one at the end
we
of the game. I'd
healthy
like to see a timeout, an actual play
effective
run. And get more experience in a big spot.
I'm not saying that I'm upset that
Todd, excuse me,
thought
they should have.
You know, he's right, though. He's right.
Of course I'm happy that Schoenmanai
almost every time he's allowed the Nets to play it out. I feel differently when you have Cam Thomas, Cam Johnson, you know, depending on your lineup on the floor, I would, you know, you'd feel a little bit more comfortable calling a timeout. Hey, listen, you know,
that lights
you
know,
out. You got to inbound the ball. You got to do
he
this,
that.
He was
good for a certain period of time, and so were the rest of the pitchers.
It's different philosophies.
They had a stretch that was incredible.
I don't have a problem with tonight, though. Based
but
on the lineup you had out on the floor,
the team
you had the guy that you were going to get the ball to and try to make a play.
Is a farce.
You know, and again,
it
if the shot
is
goes down, we'd be going crazy
and
right now. And
I'm
again, I want to look at the foul on Connie if he was tugged from
once
behind.
Once you get to the NLCS from last year.
That was going after the offensive rebound on the Russell miss, allowed LeBron James to get the rebound and kind of dribble out the clock. There still were a couple of seconds to go, so there would have been time
for a putback.
To get a putback. But, of course, a foul also. Lakers end the game with a foul to
your first baseman.
So, had that been a loose ball foul, it still would have been
contract
a non-shooting
very
foul.
Good
they might have
you know,
had just a second or two.
I got to see the play. Yeah.
Steve Cohen talked about.
But Lakers went at 102-101. The game
family
summary powered by Verizon. Nets had an early 6-point lead, would fall behind by as much as 11. We're down by 5 at the break. And then a good defensive third quarter where they only allowed 21 points to the Lakers, cut into the lead a little bit. And they were down 8 with about 3.5 minutes minutes to go. And were able to work their way back to a point there where they got two stops in the end and had a chance to win the game.
I think that's what you got to admire about this group. I mean, it was an eight-point game. If Lakers are under control, you have LeBron James on the other side of the floor. You got Austin Reeves, who's already got 38 points, I think, by that time. We're very close to it. And the Nets found a way to finally get some stops.
Give it to him.
And we're able to convert. The Nets end up making nine threes in the fourth quarter. I mean, they were shooting with great confidence.
Especially
and making plays, but they
sent
the some of the shot. I mean, you know, Austin Reeves is a really good player. I think a few of the
Mets,
shots,
which there is none, by the way,
on a couple,
it's very
but
little.
A number of them
there's
were challenged, pretty good,
and
he still was able to convert
the numbers
until
that's
the last
about
couple
it.
Of minutes where he missed.
We're not talking about
a couple
of Hall of Famers here.
Nets ended up 17 of 38 from three in this game and shot 45%. Again, Reeves 38, James 29, along with eight assists. And seven rebounds
throwing
in 35
the to because, hey, this is what the market says. We're not going to outbid ourselves.
You know,
well, guess what?
He had that
all
one,
I heard from people last year about Juan Soto. There was
fast
no market
break,
for
I mean,
Juan Soto to make $50 million a year.
Up and back
that
to
wasn't
get
a
it,
thing.
Jam it. Like, I mean, like he's 22.
But somehow, he got paid
40
that way.
Years old.
I know. The work that he's put in, though. This, I mean,
I understand.
He's obviously a ridiculous athlete, but the way he.
Negotiations are dirty at times.
You know, how he treats
Come
his
on.
Body, the money he spends,
and
the time and effort he puts
about.
In. Like, it is incredible what athletes can do now and how long they can prolong their careers.
You know, I'm sure that.
You know, a little
Jose
bit of modern
Iglesias
medicine, but a whole lot of determination. These guys, they put the time in. It's amazing.
Lakers went 102 to 101. We'll come back and do more right after this on the
Sports Radio 101.
What's better than the speed and reliability of Fios home internet? Getting a $200 Verizon gift card on us when you switch to a Fios 1 gig plan, which includes a 5-year price guarantee. So head to your local Verizon store for details on this limited time offer. Offer ends 2/19/25. Must maintain Fios service in good standing for 65 days and register for gift card per offer terms. One offer per eligible Verizon account. See store for details.
Hey, you've heard the celebrity hype around full body scans, and since I just turned 50,
like,
and
hey,
well, since Al is a few years older than me, we thought it made sense to see what's going on inside our
really?
Bodies.
Yeah, I wanted to get
because
that full body scan, Jerry, but then I was like, I'm going to get the results and do what with it? I had no idea. So I went to Princeton Longevity Center. You get the scans done there. They go over it with you with a doctor.
Yeah, Al and I spent the day there doing advanced tests, and we met with doctors who created personalized health plans for us, not some generic plan. Heck, I've been taking statins for years to treat my cholesterol, but I had the 3D scan of my heart. Pipes clean, so goodbye statins.
Don't Jerry, I found out I got osteoporosis.
I know.
I thought that was a grandmother's thing.
Right now,
but good thing I got
that's
the scan
they swim.
Because I can catch it early now, Jerry. We're going to be doing some exercises for my osteoporosis, other things grandmothers do. Thanks to Princeton Longevity Center.
Yeah, this is why thousands of people have trusted Princeton Longevity Center with their health, and you should too.
Call Princeton Longevity Center today at 888-8000-PLC or go to PrincetonLongevityCenter.com.
Get out of this cold and into the hottest deals at Security Dodge now. No money down leases starting at $159 a month on the new 24 Dodge Hornet RT Plus. 0% for up to 72 months on all new Jeep Wrangler 4xEs. Up to $20,000 off new Jeep Wagoneer and Jeep Grand Wagoneer. Don't go someplace else and save hundreds. Get to Security Dodge and save thousands. For complete program details, shop 24/7 at SecurityDodge.com. The Start Something New sales event is on now.
If not most of his time of his contract.
Hey, this is Ben Simmons, and you're listening to Brooklyn Nets Basketball
AAV
on the Fan,
on
101.9 FM,
million,
the Brooklyn Nets app.
Absolutely abysmal for a designated
Lakers
hitter.
Lakers beat the Nets 102-101. Elsewhere, the Grizzlies beat the Spurs 140-112.
$16 million AAV.
It was the Celtics over the Magic 121-94. Knicks lose
for a team
to the Timberwolves at the Garden
116-99.
Carl Anthony Towns in that one.
Hornets beat the
Bulls
125-123.
Nuggets over the Heat.
He's also going to be playing the outfield. So that is.
Bucks blew out the Raptors
131-112. Pelicans hold off Jazz. He's still out there. He's still going to be playing. So he's not just a DH the first year
blew
or two
out
or three.
Last night.
And he might transition to first base.
Showdown.
There's all these different
go
options that maybe they start to do with Juan Soto.
That Oklahoma City Thunder team.
The Mets
Sunday
are not going to sit here and go, listen,
we take a
you can't play right field
schedule.
Ever again. You're just going
to
be DH. No, they're going
to
try to find a way. He's still young.
Experience the NBA IRL with Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace.
To play the field, they're going to get as much out of him as possible. You're right. At some point in time, maybe they do make him majority of DH. But I'm hoping that's not for at least another 7 or 8 years. But that being said, though, like you're talking about like AAV, like, oh, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. Yes, it is. Like, maybe you have to, like, the way that Steve Cohen went above and beyond the first few years to spend and get an extremely high payroll to be one of the worst teams in the league, by the way, in 2023.
Coming in on Wednesday and then on the 25th, that's Saturday,
to get competitive,
the third game of a four-game Nets and the Heat, that's
to be able to build that form system.
Bring Vince Carter's number to the Raptors.
So why don't they continue to spend a little bit more? Like,
on the 27th against
$70 million, right? Right,
all right,
right
Cabber,
now, if you
our
look
student
at
of the
what
game,
the New York
sponsored
Mets
by Our World Neighborhood Charter Schools,
education
students
at the moment,
become
again,
independent
of change,
thinkers and lifelong
learners. So that's obviously changed a little bit.
OWNCS.org.
The other day, they made the biggest drop in
Tosin
payroll
Awomo
compared
again,
to what they had last year. They were $345 or $350 million close to that, and they shed about $70+ million
only been here a little while, yet he plays the most important
and that was with
of the game. He's always out there
so
in, late
still
in the fourth
room
quarter
to continue
down
to grow.
The stretch of the
and
game.
That's
so
okay.
Let's give him the student of the game.
I understand
game
that there's going to be younger
Jordy
guys
like
that are going to be on
yeah,
the
feels comfortable
that are
with
going
absolutely.
To
well, the Nets lose to the Lakers 102-101. We'll put a wrap on things from L.A. right after this on
the
Fans Sports Radio 101.9 FM and streaming on the Brooklyn Nets.
You can't rely on Brett Beatty again. You can't rely on bringing back Jose Iglesias. Jeff McNeil that's been struggling since he signed the contract. You can't rely on all these pieces that hope they work out.
This might
you
come
have
back.
To get back on your feet fast, go out and spend
Maimonides
a little bit of money. So,
a comprehensive
Juan Soto might be overpaid.
For over 100 years,
worth it
Maimonides is the one that's cared for,
other people to come
for,
here
and been there for Brooklyn.
My home. Yeah, absolutely. My choice. I understand that, and I agree with that. I mean, we can definitely agree that he's overpaid.
Did you know you've got McDonald's
day,
in your pocket? No, not that ketchup packet you forgot about. I'm talking about the McDonald's
point,
mobile
I mean,
app.
The day,
yes, you're carrying around all your McDonald's
so
favorites, and with the app, they're only a few taps away.
That, really
download
no
the McDonald's app today to get free medium fries with a $2 minimum purchase when the Nets win on the road. And don't forget about that ketchup packet before laundry. Offer valid limited time only through Nets season at participating McDonald's. Valid the day after the Nets win any away game. McDonald's app download and registration required.
For a home run in the playoff. And
at
then
Barclays
all of a sudden
Bank,
he's the hero,
all about
and everybody loves possible, him again. But then
turning insights
now
into action,
that they're not going to resign him. So
into growth.
What's the deal? I mean,
we've worked with
Mets
thousands of companies and investors,
the rest of the MLB
helping them navigate change
on,
with
I mean,
integrated financial solutions that deliver
that
real results. From
so
launching global IPOs to financing the ESG transition, with us, change isn't a challenge; it's an opportunity.
Here's the one thing I will say:
Barclays
is that
powering possible.
The Mets, I think, have a better vision
this
than they want to tell us.
It's Monster Jam.
You may not see it, and most people, I
get
think,
ready
outside
for
of New York,
massive
and the Mets fans will say,
crazy skills.
Soto and Francisco Lindor,
featuring
and
Great
about
Digger, El Toro Loco, Sparkle Smash, and more.
I'm not going to sit there
big
and
time
say that
fun for the
world.
Whole family. Monster Jam.
To a second,
as big as it gets. Coming to Barclays Center January 31st through February 2nd. Brought to you by BKT Tires. Lock in your seats today.
They're probably going to move Mark Vientos to first base. They're going to bring up Brett Beatty, make him play third base.
Nets make a late run. D'Angelo Russell had a three to try
and
win it at the end.
Whatever they want to give a defensive replacement for
hang on. 102-101, Lakers with the victory.
And the outfield is going to be Nimmo, Siri /
the Nets got a big effort from their bench tonight.
And Soto at right field.
As they put a 49 bench points led by D'Angelo Russell's 19, but that last miss.
I mean,
and the Nets lose by one.
I got to be honest with you.
We'll talk to you again on Sunday. The Nets and the Oklahoma City Thunder. They conclude this six-game road trip for the visit to OKC.
And then after that,
over the year 550 with the pregame show. Want
to
thank the great Michael Noto here in Los Angeles.
The order guy.
With us for these two games here in L.A. Thanks to Jack Carney back in our studio.
He's not a top five.
Paul Rosenberg handed it off to him. For the Capper, Tim Cashdraw, I'm Chris Carino saying so long from Crypto.com.
I mean, he's basically
in Los Angeles. Again, the Lakers beat the Nets 102-101. You're listening
last year,
to Brooklyn
he
Nets basketball
more pop
on the Fans Sports Radio 101.9 FM and streaming on the Brooklyn
guy.
Nets app. Good night.
Brett Beatty. We haven't
Brooklyn Nets basketball
out of Brett
has been presented by Barclays Bank.
His powering first major league game.
Brought to you
where
by
he hit a home run in Atlanta.
Geek,
I haven't seen
Verizon,
anything to impress.
My money
last year, a little bit,
and by
Google,
official
like
online brokerage partner
he
of Barclays
like
Center
down,
and the Brooklyn Nets.
A little bit more,
stay tuned
and
for the Brooklyn Nets postgame show coming up next.
So I don't really
every
see
Saturday at 8 a.m. it's kickoff with Boomer and Mike Valenti
in these games. They were tight these games. I'm just saying that.
Talk
they're
about
a good
Pete
team,
and
by the way, whoever they run into into the playoffs,
Martin,
I'll tell you, it's not going to be easy beat.
Before you watch the NFL games on Sunday, Boomer and Mike break down the games. It's kickoff with Boomer and Mike Valenti on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Stay in the lineup.
Thinking of selling your home? Don't just sell out. Max out. Sell your home once and get paid twice. Here's how it works. Max Out Homes buys distressed homes at current market value, offering an immediate payment. No delays, no hassle. Once that's done, our team of experts will maximize your home's value and offer you a piece of the profit, whether through renovation, modernization, or resale, or short-term property rentals like Airbnb or long-term property management. We handle it all, and you get a percentage of the profits. For more information, call 800-800-3606. That's 800-800-3606. With Max Out Homes, you don't just sell, you get to profit from our strategy after closing. We buy homes in poor condition, foreclosures, estate sales, homes with reverse mortgages, homes with non-paying tenants, even land. Remember, sell once and get paid twice with Max Out Homes. Call 800-800-3606. That's 800-800-3606. Or visit maxouthomes.com.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down.
But David Stern and
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
Said that we're going to be competitive. Sustained success.
IZERVAY or Avacincaptad Pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today. Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Hey everybody, it's Brandon Tierney. Great news! There's never been a better time to make the move to Verizon. Get over $500 in value and savings when you have mobile and Fios with Verizon. Plus, the Fios 1 gig plan comes with a 5-year price guarantee. Save up to $300 annually on your Fios internet bill. Plus, for a limited time, get a $200 Verizon gift card when you sign up for a Fios 1 gig plan and use it to pay your Fios bill. That's like getting 3 months of free Fios home internet. Don't miss out. Stop by your nearest Verizon location for details on this limited time offer and learn how you can get over $500 in value and savings today. Gift card offer and 5-year price guarantee ends $219.25. Requires Fios service for 65 days before gift card registration. One offer per eligible account. 3 months free based on Fios 1 gig plan rate of $64.99 a month with auto pay and mobile plus home discounts. Price guarantee for new subscribers and applies to current base rates only. Other charges and third party services and perks excluded. Additional terms apply. See store for details.
This is Alex Showman of Showman & Hill, New York's premier injury law firm. We'll always fight for you if you're injured at a construction site. If you've ever wished you had a lawyer in the family, now you will. At Showman & Hill, it's never one and done. Once you're a client, you're always part of our family. Showman & Hill, we're not just New York's law firm. We're your law firm. Get your free consultation at hurtny.com. That's hurtny.com.
And I just Damon John here, the People Shark. I want to share a secret that's changing people's lives. There's a company called National Debt Relief that can help you get out of debt faster than you ever thought possible, like 12 to 48 months from now. With National Debt Relief, you can cut your minimum credit card payments by 50% and pay as little as $250 a month.
Imagine, instead of paying multiple high interest payments every month, you can make one
low monthly program payment. Plus, you can get approved in just a few minutes. They've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Trust me when I tell you, National Debt Release got your back and can help you get back on track.
To learn how you can reduce your credit card debt and become debt-free, call 800-467-7711. 800-467-7711. Again, that's 800-467-7711.
Don't wait. Apply today.
You know what you like. You would order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
And he's going to go on and have a real
your official station to talk Yankees. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and like always live on the Free Odyssey app. Download it today.
And this is the best. He can see the definitely if he stays in the best side of the contact, he'll have the most home runs out of any man ever to hit the that baseball. And again, his power numbers, we got to protect Soto. And again, what are the Dodgers
it's the
doing?
Pete Hoffman
Show.
They
just signed a kid from Japan.
WSA.
We don't have enough up there. You know, they signed him. They get better in L.A. And again, I was Cohen when we signed Soto. That was great.
You are on the clock,
got
my friend.
Now, you said before, big thing.
David Stearns
I kind of don't agree with you. No, I wanted Medaya, but I wanted Burns, team too. I wanted
to
another guy
NLCS,
with Medaya, I thought it
a team that
started,
was mediocre,
one of those other big
a team that was underachieving to start the season off,
point,
and they got
if
a Matt tell me that it made their way to the playoffs, and it was amazing.
Starting pitcher this year.
But the comments that Steve Cohen made and David Stearns made last year to celebrate going to the NLCS, Steve Cohen said,
is that really the same level? Like, there's Corbin Burns and Max Fried, and then there's like Mania
is on like a two lower team.
Experience this,
and they said
as a regular,
we're not going to get the other two top guys
going
to the playoffs every year.
And that's all
we're series. This
without a doubt, and I'll just tell you right now.
Happen.
Listen, you know we got lucky last year.
Reality
with what
that the Mets
did. I don't think he's hit that twice.
Taken
2 years
over
in a row.
One of the top
what happened
teams
last year with that staff?
In baseball,
we had an unbelievable
has to be
staff.
A thing.
Guys put it together.
The fact that
I mean, I don't
Mets
think that's going to happen again the way it did last year. It worked out good.
Going
and
into
I can't
a,
trust
a season,
I was there that night when he went out. That looked like an Aaron Rodgers.
What Steve Cohen said.
That was a freak thing.
What David Stearns was kind of saying and feeling last year.
And
but
when
what
I saw him go down, I was like, oh,
two
no,
different things.
Hornier.
You
and
can sit there and say that Juan Soto's
you don't know what
the
we're
flashy
get.
Toy. I'm not going to sit there and deny that.
Recover
Juan
from that
Soto
I mean, I know it
is one of the best players in baseball.
No,
the New York Mets got him. But you can't tell me, and you can't sell me.
Thanks so much for a phone call, as always.
The Mets going into this season
is going to pitch more than 5 innings.
Left, but you can't
sell me. I don't think he's going to be injured, chronically injured.
This product. He's
has
better
so
than
many
it was
restrictions.
Last
he's
got
to pitch every 6 days.
Last year, the Mets got lucky.
He pitches once
in a
week.
Lot of ways.
That's basically what Kodai Senga does. He pitches once a week.
Stearns
he can't
has
do
been
more
building
than
going
to me,
into this
like,
offseason.
I understand the six-man rotation
and with
that's
20
what the Mets
weeks
are doing.
Or 4 weeks until
six-man
pitchers
rotation.
And catchers.
But if
it's
you have a six-man rotation, you're going to rely upon.
Right now.
Like,
a lot of
I would
if this works out.
At least
I'm done with the ifs.
Half of the pitching staff.
The way Steve Cohen spoke
really, really
was that the New York
top level
Mets
pitchers
were going
you
to be.
You could say
the
that LA
Dodgers
on that top level.
East.
You could say
in order
what
to do this
that, healthy.
In
he's
order
on that
to
top
talk
level,
a big game,
but then who's the
you
third?
Have to act
we're
that
say
role.
Clay Holmes.
You
got to
put the big boy pants
seen
on.
Besides, you know,
and
this
I know that David Stearns coming from
started four games and his ERA was terrible.
Where he doesn't
you know
have
he was atrocious to go
when he first came up as a starting pitcher, which is why he went to the bullpen.
And didn't have to overspend.
That's the guy that's going
to
be creative. He had to find different ways
of the rotation
to build a good roster.
You know,
and have it be sustainable.
Same
for
second half that he had last. Last year, which was
but
incredible.
You're
don't
playing
get me wrong. David
in the big leagues now.
The same thing. I don't know.
The New York
I don't know if he's that reliable. We've seen so many pitchers
who
have these
dying
off moments.
Just,
and that's
you know,
it.
Consistently
why are we
good
sitting there relying
forever.
On that when you have other
the Mets
pitchers that
have
were available?
Never gotten.
And again,
I did
on a run
of 3 years in a row
like,
to get to the playoffs.
I didn't want Stroman
Ayer
back at all.
To even go to the playoffs.
I didn't want
Stroman Ayer
back.
has it been possible?
Only picture
has it happened
that we brought
so
back.
So we're talking about a team where last year went to the
starter.
NLCS.
Like, he should not be the top level starter.
Are nothing less than getting back to the playoffs.
He should be the number two.
I'm not saying
he
that every
be
year
the ace.
We're going to win
there
the World Series.
There were aces available.
Or you're going to try to win the World Series.
We chose not to bring them in. We chose.
But I'm not saying every year
to touch them.
Oh, this is definitely a World Series team.
No, nobody said that about last year's team either.
Maybe that will develop down the road. But they were fun.
A lot of people
are banking on,
but the fact that,
isn't David Stern going to go out of his
you
way.
You look at what the
Dodgers,
everyone's going
to
hate
to bring
me for
in
this,
Luis Castillo.
The Dodgers
are getting Vlad Jr.
with so much stuff.
I got to be honest.
Don't get me wrong.
I'm at the point
the Dodgers
where
are getting
or
at least
every which way.
I'm at the
first
understanding.
Of all, you know, with it,
that's
oh, well, they
not
spend
happening.
Their money wisely.
We're
they're,
about
they have
two moves
of
away
that want to go
being
them.
Complete.
There's no other star in the history of the game
are Jose Iglesias.
You know,
wants a $700 million contract and is going to defer 98% of their money.
That I'm saying
for 10 years down
the
road.
The okay.
end.
The
of
Dodgers
this
stepped in one right there.
Offseason.
Okay, they got Roky Suzuki, who's like
whatever happens in the regular season.
Up and
yeah,
coming,
things will happen.
You know, international
maybe
bonus
deal.
Guy.
Obviously,
and
they made some
sudden,
moves last year.
I choose the Dodgers. They have the best presentation. Yes,
I don't see a
best chance to win
in the near future.
It's,
I really
it's simple.
Don't. And again,
so they got lucky. So when I'm comparing
the
Dodgers,
the one thing I did like about
the
Masters last year was
it's not apple. It's not
apples to apples
because they got a little lucky.
But last year he also
they got a little lucky.
Brought in
but
they're
heck more
the same way that Steve Cohen went Joey Wendell's
overpaid
of the world,
for
Zach Verlander,
overpaid for Max Scherzer,
he had a lot more players to deal
for
with.
Certain guys to come to this
right
franchise,
now,
overpaid for Francisco
I feel like
Lindor.
They're missing. You
overpaid
know,
for these guys
go
to come
this
here
role
to New York.
Of just hey, let's see what we got. Let's throw a bunch of stuff at the wall, see what
backs to some sort of
there's a lot of desire in the infield,
respectability.
And I
now
again,
you got to pay
center field
a little
with
bit
Siri
more
and Tyrone Taylor
to bring
is that
this
good
team
enough? Not really.
Above
they're
and
more
beyond
defensive guys,
so that you could like people that are
be,
saying
like,
Vlad
I mean, Guerrero
Jr.
Pop, but,
needs to be something the Mets work on right now to get a trade.
888-808-119.
They're trying to build
John
their prospects.
What's up, John?
Like, hello. They
yeah,
don't intend in 5 years from now want to be dishing out crazy contracts. Every single year.
I'm very confused at what the Mets are doing this offseason.
At the moment,
like they
you
went
do
over
have to try to be competitive. You do have to try to be.
Refuse to actually build
not competitive,
a team around them.
Not competitive,
you know?
Excuse me.
It's like they got
you
the one piece that truly matters.
Show that
and
you
everything
have
else,
the
it just stopped. You know, it's like you got
to play with the big boys. You can't talk the game and then not go out and do
all
it.
Around. Can
and unfortunately, right now,
can Clay Holmes actually be a starter?
At 127,
can
this Saturday
John Manaea
morning,
have a repeat
I don't think
of
the
his
Mets
best season
have the guts
since he's been
to
in
go
the
out
since 2016.
And get the players that need to make this
David
team
Peterson,
successful for the
know,
next few years.
He had a
really
2.9 ERA last year.
And if you
but
want to sit there and say,
the
but they got Juan
stats,
Soto.
His expected ERA was actually a 4.6.
I'll just remind you that there's been plenty of teams you know, who had
so
great players in baseball
show off this year
and never
to show us the pitcher that
players.
He is expected to be. And Frankie
Mike
Montas,
Trout,
you know,
Shohei
this guy's
Ohtani,
had an ERA
on the same team for crying out loud
since he left Oakland.
In L.A. How
a few
many
years
times
back, and
did
it's
they
like
go
there's
to the playoffs?
But question marks
they
along the
didn't.
Rotation. You guys finally added
so please,
a bullpen piece in AJ Minter.
If you
today,
want to sit here and say that the Mets got Juan
good,
Soto,
you guys
and it's a guarantee
need another piece
wrong.
Or two in the bullpen. And Pete
the
Alonso,
pitching rotation
what are
this
you
year
thinking about
that they've
not
built so far,
you guys need to
there is a
Soto.
Lot more
and you
holes
guys are
than were
not
last
going
year.
To be able to trade
last year,
Vlad Jr.
We assumed Kodai Senga was going to be part of that run.
Over the last year or two,
part of that
he
team.
Wants to develop
and he was hurt. He pitched five innings.
A chance to
now
play.
We hope he's
to
back.
To kind of subsidize the cost.
We hope he's healthy.
Of signing all these other
effective.
Big stars. You know?
We
so
got lucky
like,
with Showmanaya. I'm not saying that I'm upset that he's not here. That he's here.
Right. And nor should
they. But now let's not pop the champagne like, hey, we got
Cy Young points you're making. The same things that
Joe
I make Manaea it too.
Was never
I,
Cy Young.
I just, I understand.
I wanted
the
to get,
philosophy
I wanted to push
of,
him to get a
we
Cy
can't
Young.
Always pay
let's be realistic
for
here.
Everybody.
He wasn't can't. That
Mark Fientos though
that
is
out.
A guy that you know
he had a
you were able to rely
he
on
was
last
good
year.
For a certain period of time,
he's not making a lot of money.
Francisco
Alvarez, he's not making
a
lot of money.
That was incredible. However,
but to sit there,
if they
and
haven't
say that the
developed
team has gotten that much better,
good enough yet
is a farce.
You
it
have
just
to
is.
At least
I'm sorry
appeal to the fan base.
Juan Soto, you spent a lot of money. I get it.
Once you get to the NLCS,
he's a baseball lifer.
Once Steve Cohen is best in the league.
So, yeah.
Once you bring in David Stern,
a blank check, sell the fan base on,
hey, this is how it's got to be on the regular.
This is what we have to expect on the regular.
You know, you can't then go into an offseason.
The protection for Juan Soto
is not there right now.
Say goodbye to your first baseman.
That's a lot of Mark Vientos. Can he handle it? I don't
want to give a reasonable contract to.
I don't think so.
A guy that could set,
there's a lot of holes.
On this New York Mets team.
That's what Steve Cohen talked about.
An owner.
Family.
And
family environment. You
know, the GM or president of baseball operations and David Stern.
What are your family
for
members
to go and say to be all treated these things last year about we want sustained success.
And he's not getting it.
The mentality of the fan base.
It's not about a hometown discount.
But then you got to do more.
For years.
You can't go half-assed.
Yeah.
You can't go and get one
flashy toy.
And it didn't work.
And then the rest be...
But he was never asking their okay at compare best,
and think
Pete
that's
Alonso,
enough.
What he tried to do to Aaron,
I'm sorry,
Aaron Judge did.
This is
Aaron Judge
New
was
York.
Asking for $400 million.
If you want it, again,
Juan
like
Soto
said,
was asking for if you want to play in the
if you
want to swim,
and
I'm not saying
if you
want to play in the
give it to him and hand it to him.
I can't remember the quote.
There's got to be a middle ground.
If you want to play
in
the water, you got to learn to swim.
Don't lowball.
You got to be able to swim.
And I don't think
especially
right
what he's they're going
kind of
to
sentimentally, they're
you know,
basically
we're talking about the
historic
there.
Side of the New York Mets, which
and
there is none, by the way.
They got the big floaty.
There's two
in
World
Juan
Series
Soto.
And a couple of guys that you started to retire
you
their numbers.
Need more.
That's about
888-808-1019.
We're talking about
you
a ton of Hall of Famers here, okay?
Mike, there's two mics on
we're
the
not.
Phone. We'll get to you guys more. 888-808-1019.
You could continue to build the history.
At Hoff WFAN.
You have a guy right there, Pete Alonso, who you're throwing a cold shoulder to because, hey, this is what the market says. We're not going to outbid ourselves. Well, guess what? All I heard from people last year about Juan Soto, there was no market for Juan Soto to make $50 million a year. That wasn't a thing. But somehow, he got paid that way. So somebody's got to create it. I understand that that negotiations are dirty at times. But come on. And this is what I'm talking about. Like, they're going to go into a season. You just signed Jesse Winker. You know, I'm sure that Jose Iglesias is going to find his way back on this team. You signed A.J. Minter. Okay, good. Brought in Sean Manaea. Okay, good. Like, some pieces are returning. That's nice. But, like, you can't sell me anymore on, hey, we brought Sean Manaea in. He's going to be the ace of the staff. When Corbin Burns and Max Fried were available, I much would have rather had the Corbin Burns or the Max Fried than the Sean Manaea. I much rather would have had the Tanner Scotts of the world than A.J. Minter. Like, we continue. Now we're stepping down. Like, hey, we don't want to get the best guy at every position. Oh, we can't have that. Really? Because the Dodgers did it. The Yankees have done it in the past. Other teams have done it. So that's where I'm confused. If you're going to talk, again, if you're going to talk the way that Steve Cohen talked and the way that David Stearns has talked, then you better be able to swim in the water. Don't sit there and try to doggy paddle. You better be able to swim. And right now, doesn't look like they want to swim. 888-808-1019. Pete Hoff with you on the fan. Again, hit me up always at Hoff, WFAN. And don't forget, always, download the Odyssey app in case you missed anything at all. You can download it, hit the rewind button, and go back and find it. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Drew in Bedminster. What's up, Drew? Welcome to the fan.
Hey, how's it going tonight? I appreciate the time. I just want to have a conversation real quick about the New York Mets and Juan Soto. I know that a lot of Mets fans are really happy about the signing and bright future for the team, but I just want to have a conversation quick about the contract because Juan Soto's defense is subpar at best, most would say, and he's going to spend a considerable, if not most of his time of his contract as a designated hitter. And his AAV on his contract is $51 million, which is absolutely abysmal for a designated hitter. David Ortiz, one of the greatest DHs of all time,
signed the contract with a $16 million AAV. And I just think that it is absolutely outrageous for a team to pay $750 million for a guy who's simply going to swing the bat.
Yeah, well, but here's the thing is, obviously, he's not going to swing the bat the first. I mean, he's going to swing the bat this year, but he's also going to be playing the outfield. So that's that. That is, whether you like his stat, whether you like his defensive skills or not, he's still out there. He's still going to be playing. So he's not just a DH the first year or two or three. And he might transition to first base. There's all these different options that maybe they start to do with Juan Soto there. Hey, listen, he's here for 15 years. Where the Mets are not going to sit here and go, listen, you can't play right field ever again. You're just going to be a DH. No, they're going to try to find a way. He's still young. He's still able to play the field. They're going to get as much out of him as possible. You're right. At some point in time, maybe they do make him a majority of DH, but I'm hoping that's not for at least another 7 or 8 years. But that being said, though, like you're talking about like AAV, like, oh, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. Yes, it is. Like maybe you have to, like the way that Steve Cohen went above and beyond the first few years to spend and get an extremely high payroll to be one of the worst teams in the league, by the way, in 2023. You know what? You had to do that to get competitive, to catch up, to be able to build that farm system. But they're still not fully there. So why don't they continue to spend a little bit more? Like, they just shed $70 million, right? Right now, if you look at what the New York Mets are going into this season at the moment, again, things have changed. A.J. Minter just signed, so that's obviously changed a little bit. But the other day, they made the biggest drop in payroll compared to what they had last year. They were $345 or $350 million, close to that, and they shed about $70-plus million from where they were. So, and that was with Juan Soto. So you still have room to continue to grow, and that's okay. You know, I understand that there's going to be younger guys that are going to be on this team that are going to contribute and are going to have to contribute, but to say the words, we want sustained success, you can't rely on Brett Beatty again. You can't rely on bringing back Jose Iglesias, a Jeff McNeil that's been struggling since he signed the contract. You know, you can't rely on all these pieces that hope they work out. You have to actually go out and spend a little bit of money. So, yeah, Juan Soto might be overpaid, but it's worth it because he hopefully will attract other people to come here.
Yeah, absolutely. I understand that, and I agree with that. I mean, we can definitely agree that he's overpaid, but at the end of the day, I think that the Mets as a franchise are just a little bit misguided at this point. I mean, at the end of the day, all they know is that they have Juan Soto and Francisco Lindor, and then other than that, they really have no direction. I mean, what do they got, Mark Vientos? I mean, I don't really know. They don't know what they're doing at the first base position. All the Mets fans were booing Pete Alonso out of town until he took a Devin Williams airbender backside for a home run in the playoffs, and then all of a sudden he's the hero and everybody loves him again. But then now they're saying that they're not going to re-sign him. So what's the deal? I mean, Mets fans don't know what's going on. The rest of the MLB doesn't know what's going on. And, I mean, I think it's kind of a big question mark for a team that just shelled out so much money for such a big player that is missing such a cornerstone of a team.
Drew, good call. Here's the one thing I will say. Is that the Mets, I think, have a better vision than they want to tell us. They obviously have a better vision. You know, you may not see it, and most people, I think, outside of New York and the Mets fans will say, yeah, you got Juan Soto and Francisco Lindor, and that's about it. What else do you have? And I'm not going to sit there and say that they're so wrong. Mark Vientos going into his second full year, I mean, there's a lot to put on his shoulders, especially making him move to first base, which is probably what they're going to do. They're probably going to move Mark Vientos to first base. They're going to bring up Brett Beatty, make him play third base. Iglesias is going to spell second and third whenever they want to give a defensive replacement for either McNeil or Beatty. And the outfield is going to be Nimmo, Siri / Tyrone Taylor at center field, and Soto at right field. And your DH is going to be Jesse Winker, Starling Marte with your catcher Francisco Alvarez. I mean, I got to be honest with you. It's not very sexy. Juan Soto is sexy. Francisco Lindor, sexy. And then after that, I think there's a huge drop. Like, Brandon Nimmo, to me, is a bottom of the order guy. He's a bottom four guy. He's either 6, 7, 8, 9 in the lineup. He's not a top five guy. Jose Iglesias, he had a great season. He's a contact hitter. But, I mean, he's basically Luis Arraez. He's a contact hitter. Last year, he actually gave a little bit more pop. His OPS was a little bit higher. But he's typically not that guy. Brett Beatty, we haven't seen anything out of Brett Beatty's bat since his first major league game where he hit a home run in Atlanta. I haven't seen anything to impress. Last year, a little bit, he was going oppo. He looked like he was a little bit chill. He looked like he was a little bit like calmed down. He was able to go oppo a little bit more, and that seemed to find a groove, and then he just went flat. So I don't really see anything in Brett Beatty consistent level-wise that I'm like, oh, this guy could play every day. And his glove wasn't all that great. But, you know, we talk about Pete Alonso being a bad defender at first base. We talk about Mark Vientos not being a great third baseman. I don't know how he's going to look being a first baseman, but Brett Beatty, I'll tell you this much. Brett Beatty's defense did not call for him to stay on that roster, stay in the lineup. It was not very good. There was a lot to desire with him at third base. Brett Beatty was sloppy. His arm wasn't all that fantastic, and he looked nervous. His range started to build a little bit, but you can't have a rough third base fielder and someone who can't hit the ball. Can't do that. But that's what they're talking about. That is a conversation. Now, Brett Beatty is going to see more opportunity. I got to be honest with you. I don't want to see it. I don't. I'd much rather have Pete Alonso at first base, Mark Vientos at third base. I'd much rather almost trade for Nolan Arenado and see him at third base than let's go down the route of Brett Beatty again. Like, I'm not trying to say that I'm not a Brett Beatty guy. I want to give the kid an opportunity. But there's a disconnect when he comes up to the majors. He's not ready yet. He said that his first year, then he got hurt. And then last year again, he was not ready. Maybe he just needs more time. Maybe not everybody needs to come up as a kid. It's just a possibility. 888-808-1019. Charlie, John, we'll get back into your phone calls. Again, the Mets, the flashy toy of Juan Soto. But David Stearns and Steve Cohen said a lot of things. Said they were going to be competitive. Sustained success. But that yet, they're not swimming with the big boys just yet. 888-808-1019. Pete Hoff with you on the Fan. Hit me up at Hoff, WFAN.
It's BT and Sal. Middays 10 to 2 on the Fan, 1019 FM.
Look around the league. You see it in the postseason by almost every coach. They don't know how to manage the clock. I don't know what it is, but they can't figure that out.
Stream BT and Sal live or on demand with the Odyssey app and podcast the show wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, you're affected by gambling? If so, call the 800-GAMBLER helpline or visit 800GAMBLER.org. 800GAMBLER is a tremendous source of information about gambling disorder. It is a hidden addiction that is difficult to detect and threatens a growing number of individuals and families. The 800GAMBLER helpline and website provide information on various programs, services, and resources for problem gamblers and their loved ones. Support, treatment, and hope are just a phone call or click away.
Tee off 2025 in style. The time to get away to Florida is now. Pack your clubs. You and three friends have another chance to win an incredible golf getaway on WFAN. This time to the legendary PGA National Resort in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. At PGA National, luxury is the standard, and golf is so much more than a game. This golf getaway includes round-trip flights and a rental car. Stay, play, live at PGA National Resort. Listen Friday for your shot to win.
D'Agostino & Associates is a legacy firm that's there to help accident victims. I'm attorney Jenna D'Agostino, continuing the legacy my father, John D'Agostino, started 35 years ago when he built D'Agostino & Associates, the injury firm, one client at a time.
I grew up on these New York and New Jersey streets. They shaped me. I'm attorney John D'Agostino from D'Agostino & Associates, the injury firm. I often tell the story of how my father lost his leg in a construction accident so people understand I've been there and I'll be there for you. Call my team first. 888-24-LAW-24. 888-24-LAW-24.
Continuing the legacy means working closely with my father and our team. When you're injured, we know a big decision has to be made. Call our team first.
D'Agostino & Associates, the injury firm. We have offices throughout New York and New Jersey. I've been there, and I'll be there for you. Call my team first. 888-24-LAW-24. 888-24-LAW-24. D'Agostino Law. Bite back.
As the football season rolls on, there's never a dull moment or a shortage of thrills in this league. But thrills are nothing new at Bay Ridge Mazda. Tired of that clunker you've been driving? Just bring it into Bay Ridge Mazda for up to $2,000 over book value all month long. When time is now to make a trade, head over to the place where everybody wins, Bay Ridge Mazda. Located on 4th Avenue and 90th Street, or buy your car direct at BayRidgeMazda.com and have it delivered to your door. That's Bay Ridge Mazda, 4th Avenue and 90th Street in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn.
Town Fair Tire is Connecticut's largest name brand discount tire dealer. We give you the guaranteed lowest prices on all name brand tires and honor all manufacturers' rebates. We even honor our competitors' rebates. With over 100 stores from Connecticut through New England and an inventory of over 600,000 tires, you'll always get the right tire at the guaranteed lowest price. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody!
Name brands at discount prices. Town Fair Tire.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-431-2715. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-431-2715. 800-431-2715. 800-431-2715.
Talk about your Giants on The Fan. Call 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream every NFL on CBS playoff game. Live on Paramount Plus.
Yo, I'm just giving out songs. Every day I get up on a throne. I want to more in order to go. I want to more in order to go.
Pete Hoffman with you on The Fan till 5 a.m. when Richard Neer takes over. Again, you can always follow me at HoffWFAN. Let's get these phone calls. Charlie's and Beth Page were talking about the Mets, David Stern, Steve Cohen, their approach this offseason. How's it going? Charlie, how you feeling, buddy?
You know what? It could be better because I'm really not understanding Steve Cohen and Stern here. It's a no-brainer. We've talked about this before. And by the way, do me a favor. Don't get beat up by the two mental midgets during the daytime. They're a little rough on you this morning.
Oh, no, 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 no. No, no, listen, that was all good. We all, listen, BT and Sal were very much in agreement with their stance on things, and they wanted my viewpoint, which I appreciate, because I disagree completely with where they're at. Like, BT and
with
Sal...
So do I.
BT and Sal love the fact that they think that Stearns is going for Vlad Guerrero Jr. I don't think so. If you're telling me who's better, Pete Alonso or Vlad Guerrero Jr., I'm not going to sit there and say it's not Vlad. You know, Vlad's great. You know, Vlad's the up and comer. I trust his genetics. And the fact, though, that I don't think the team is better just because they got Soto, and they do. And I just completely disagree with that.
I said why. And my point is, and we talked about it before, We still got to get someone to protect Soto. That's Alonso. He's got the best power numbers in the majors in the last number of years. Behind who? Aaron Judge. Yes, he wanted an Aaron Judge contract. He wasn't going to get it. He spent the bid on that one.
Yeah, but he didn't even want an Aaron Judge contract, right? Like, you've got to think about this. Juan Soto wanted a Juan Soto contract. Aaron Judge wanted an Aaron Judge contract. Pete Alonso wanted a Pete Alonso contract, which means Soto was asking for $700 million. Judge was asking for $400 million. Pete Alonso was asking for $200 million, okay? That's what he said. Pete Alonso never said, hey, I need to make $400 million this year. He never never came close, never even said 300. He understood his zone.
You're right. You're totally right. But what he did want to do, he should have taken the other contract, whatever. I don't want to go back to that. And he didn't put up the numbers this year. But what he did do, had the biggest home run in Met history in that Milwaukee game. And you know what? He's a homegrown player. And I'm not understanding. It's almost embarrassing what they're doing to the guy. I kind of feel bad for the guy. And I have a feeling we're going to lose him for you're talking nickels and dimes to Steve Cohen. And he's going to go on and have a real good career and end his career with another team. And I'll be a damn shame because I like the homegrown player. I don't care what other people say. I like to see him stay and end his event. He can be the... definitely, if he stays as a Met and signs the contract, he'll have the most home runs at any Met ever in the history of Met baseball. And again, his power numbers, we got to protect Soto. And again, what do the Dodgers do? They get to sign the kid from Japan.
Sasaki.
You know, we don't have enough arms there. You know, they signed him. They're getting better in L.A. And again, when we signed Soto, that was great. We got Manaea. Now, you said before a big thing, and I kind of don't agree with you. No, I wanted Manaea, but I wanted Burns, too. I wanted another guy with Manaea that I thought it was a good starter, but I wanted one of those other big pitchers.
But Charlie, that was my point, though. If you're going to tell me that you're only getting one big-time starting pitcher this year, it's Sean Manaea or Corbin Burns or Max Fried, and you go and say, well, we'll bring Sean Manaea back. Is that really the same level? Like, there's Corbin Burns and Max Fried, and then there's, like, Sean Manaea is on, like, a lower tier. And they said, we're not going to get the other two top guys. We're going to go for the lower tier. And that's all we're getting.
Without a doubt. And I'll tell you right now. Listen, you know we got lucky last year with what those pitchers did. I don't think he's hitting that twice 2 years in a row. What happened last year with that staff? We had an unbelievable staff, guys put it together. I mean, I don't think that's going to happen again the way it did last year. It worked out good, and I can't trust Senga. I was there that night when he went down. That looked like an Aaron Rodgers accident. That was such a freak thing. I was out there in the porch out there, and when I saw him go down, I was like, oh, no, what's going on here? And I can't rely on Senga. You don't know what we're going to get. He didn't pitch last year. Is he going to recover from that injury? I mean, I know it ain't Tommy John surgery.
No.
But, I mean,
I listen.
You know, it is. And I should.
Charlie, good call. Thanks so much for the phone call, as always. I do think that Senga is going to pitch more than five innings. You know, I don't think he's going to be injured, chronically injured. But again, he has so many restrictions. He's got to pitch every 6 days. He pitches once a week. That's basically what Kodai Senga does. He pitches once a week. He can't do more than that. To me, like, I understand the six-man rotation now. That's what the Mets are doing. They're putting together a six-man rotation. But if you have a six-man rotation you're going to rely upon, like, I would expect at least half of the pitching staff is really, really top-level pitchers. You could say that Sean Manaea is on that top level. You could say when Kodai Senga is healthy, he's on that top level. But then who's the third? We're going to say Clay Holmes, who we've never seen besides, you know, his rookie year. I think he started four games and his ERA was terrible. He was atrocious when he first came up as a starting pitcher, which is why he went to the bullpen. Are we saying that's the guy that's going to be in the middle of the rotation? Are we saying David Peterson's going to, you know, have that same second half that he had last year, which was incredible? Don't get me wrong. We're saying David Peterson's going to have the same thing? I don't know. I don't know if he's that reliable. We've seen so many pitchers have these one off moments, and that's it. Why are we sitting there relying on that when you have other pitchers that were available? And again, I'm not disagreeing with Charlie where it's like, I didn't want Sean Manaea back at all. It's more, I didn't want Sean Manaea back as the only pitcher that we brought in as a top-level starter. Like, he should not be the top-level starter. He should be the second starter. He should be the number two. He shouldn't be the ace. There were aces available, and we chose not to bring them in. We chose not to touch them. And nor have we traded for anybody. And again, that's another thing. Maybe that will develop down the road. But a lot of people are banking on the fact that David Stearns is going to go out of his way to bring in these players, to bring in Luis Castillo, to bring in Vlad Guerrero Jr. I got to be honest. I'm at the point where, or at least I'm at the understanding, that's not happening. We're about two moves away from being complete. And those two moves are Jose Iglesias and another bullpen arm. Those are the two moves that I'm saying is going to be the end of this offseason. And then whatever happens in the regular season, yeah, things will happen. Maybe they'll wheel and deal. Obviously, they made some moves last year. But I don't see a Vlad Guerrero Jr. in the near future. I really don't. And again, if the one thing I did like about David Stearns last year was when things went bad, he cut ties with people. But last year, he also brought in a heck more of these, you know, the Joey Wendells of the world, the Zach Shorts of the world. He had a lot more players to deal with. Right now, I feel like they're missing, you know, if you're going to go this role again of just, hey, let's see what we got. Let's throw a bunch of stuff at the wall and see what sticks. There's a lot to desire in the infield. And center field with Siri and Tyrone Taylor, is that good enough? Not really. They're more defensive guys. I know Siri's got a little pop, but Eddie can still base, which I guess is good. 888-808-1019. Let's go to John in Maspeth. What's up, John?
Yeah, how's it going, man? You know, for the record, I'm a Yankee fan, but you know, I'm very confused at what the Mets are doing this offseason. It's like they went over and got Soto, and they just refused to actually build a team around him. You know, it's like they got the one piece that truly matters, and everything else they just stopped. You know, it's like you got a rotation, which is question marks all around. Can Senga stay healthy? Can Clay Holmes actually be a starter? Can Sean Manaea have a repeat of his best season since he's been in the league since 2016? Can David Peterson, you know, he had a 2.9 ERA last year, but when you look at the advanced stats, his expected ERA was actually a 4.6, you know? So with that show off this year to show us the picture that he is expected to be. And Frankie Montas, you know, this guy's had an ERA of over 5 since he left Oakland a few years back. And it's like there's nothing but question marks along the rotation. You guys finally added a bullpen piece in AJ Minter today, which is good, but you guys honestly need another piece or two in the bullpen. And Pete Alonso, what are you guys thinking about not keeping him? You guys need to protect Soto. And you guys are not going to be able to trade for Vlad Jr. Because if you hear what Steve Cohen's been saying over the last year or two, he wants to develop these prospects to give them a chance to play, to kind of subsidize the cost of signing all these other big stars, you know? So it's like you guys aren't going to be trading these prospects for Vlad Jr.
Right, and nor should they. And John, nor should they. And good call. And nor should they. A lot of your points you're making are the same things that I've been making too. I understand the philosophy of we can't always pay for everybody. You can't. Mark Fientos, though, is a guy that, you know, you were able to rely on last year, and he's not making a lot of money. Francisco Alvarez, you're not making a lot of money. I get it. However, if they haven't developed yet, if they're not good enough yet, you have to at least appeal to the fan base. Juan Soto, you spent a lot of money. I get it. He loves baseball. He's a baseball lifer. He's one of the best in the league. So, yeah, you gave him a blank check, basically. But don't stop there. That's not it. You know, John was right. Like, the protection for Juan Soto is not there right now. That's a lot of Mark Vientos. Can he handle it? I don't know. I don't think so. There's a lot of holes on this New York Mets team, and for an owner and, you know, the GM or president of baseball operations and David Stearns, for them to go and say all these things last year about we want sustained success, we want the mentality of the fan base to change, but then you got to do more. You can't go half-assed. You can't go and get one flashy toy and then the rest be, they're okay at best and think that's enough. I'm sorry. Like, this is New York. If you want to, again, like I said, if you want to play in the, if you